All right.
It's always so difficult to get Craig in here. But yeah. All right.
We're good.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, hold on. Let me grab another Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I'm addicted to porn. Pouring myself an ice cold glass of Dr. Pepper.
And begin.
4 weeks. Five films. Two best friends. And a whole lot of kaiju. This is VGU's Into the Monsterverse.
Good lord. The good thing is, without fail, all of these begin with some kind of bit
Yeah,
that's
hey, I
completely
like starting with
unexpected.
bits. I record a podcast with my buddy Shane once and immediately start off by shouting out Prime, like the Logan Paul drink or whatever. Just like, shout out to our sponsors, Prime. He's like, no, we're not sponsored. We're not sponsored. I'm like, shout out to Prime. Thank you for sponsoring this episode.
Back when you used to do YouTube videos in high school, I would fucking every video I'd be like, yeah, today's episode is sponsored by whatever the fuck I had
Oh my
to.
God.
But you're a G Fuel drinker, actually
I do
enjoy it.
like G Fuel. Yeah, no, I have usually one in the morning when I like get in because it pulls me over to like my meds kick in. It also
Okay.
just kind of tastes good, and sometimes I do need that extra boost because I'm just fucking exhausted after a hard day of engineering, and literally some days
Yeah.
I just like, you know what, I could use a pick me up.
Is it better than any energy drink you enjoy?
I
Like
don't feel like
that
shit
drink?
after.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not just something that's loaded with like caffeine and sugar. It's supposedly like, you know, various mixes of vitamins and shit. I can't really explain it to you. Even if it's just a placebo, it works, so I'll fucking take it. I don't know. There's a Gundam
Wow.
flavor. Who cares? Like,
I like to think of you and me as a cohesive mix of vitamins and shit.
yeah, I think most people are. Like
Most people are.
vitamins and like some like other elements and stuff make up like people.
It's
Carbon
true.
based, you know?
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Well.
Carbon based implies the existence of carbon cringe. Continue.
Welcome to the Monsterverse podcast, everybody. Hello and welcome. today is episode three, and it's a bit unorthodox because I am in the car and I sound like maybe not garbage,
Is
but
this
worse
three?
than
Did we
usual.
do Kong Skull Island and King of the Monsters in one? We did,
We
didn't
did
we?
Godzilla and Skull Island in one.
Right, yeah, we did those all in one. Damn, we're good.
Because Godzilla was bad, you had bad notes, and then Kong Skull Island, you didn't have much because it was so
Because it
good.
was so good, yeah.
It balanced out to a reasonably sized episode to introduce our heroes of the franchise,
Yeah.
like Ford Brody.
Yeah, like Ford Brody from The Bear. And
Ford Brody, no, what?
yeah, from The Bear. It's
Did you see my tweet about him?
Yeah, I did, but then it was also confirmed he wasn't going to be 007.
Oh, it
Like
was? Okay, good.
literally like less than 24 hours later, it was like, no, it's not happening.
Okay, good. Because fuck
What? You
that
don't like him?
guy.
I mean like yeah, he sucked in the movie, but like in Godzilla, but like I mean what? One bad movie out of like how many great performances? You're not
I don't
like
love him.
you
I
don't like a
don't
guy.
love him.
Have you seen The Bear?
No, is he really in the bear?
Yeah, he's the bear. He's the main guy.
No, he's not. That's a
Isn't he?
different guy.
Isn't no, is it hold on. I might be stupid here.
Oh, that's a different dude.
Oh yeah, that's Jeremy Allen White. That's crazy. Who the hell is
Another screaming
this is a Hydra in the Action Bible situation for me, I guess.
guy.
My head hurts. Aaron Taylor John. See, they each have three name names, so that's why I'm
Right.
confused, right? Because they're like the
And
same person to me.
do you think Aaron Taylor Johnson and Anya Taylor-Joy are the same like alien twins that came to Earth to penetrate Hollywood?
I don't know, but if Anya Taylor-Joy is an alien, then call me Commander Shepard.
Oh my god. Are you really?
Anya Taylor-Joy?
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
He was Kick-Ass.
Yes.
He was that and one character in The Winter Soldier.
He's Quicksilver.
Yeah. Yeah, Quicksilver, not, yeah.
He was in Civil War, right?
Kingsman. Huh.
Yes, he was.
He was in Tenet, which is crazy. Still haven't seen. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you know what I'm thinking of? Because he's Tangerine in Bullet Train, which makes up for literally everything. So.
Oh, okay.
He's also in Kraven the Hunter. He's going to be in that. Oh, he plays Kraven.
So he's in Bullet Train, and the guy from this movie is in Bullet Train?
This movie in Bullet Train?
You said that the guy from, isn't the...
Tyree Henry. The conspiracy theorist guy. Yes, he plays, there's Tangerine and, was it Lemon? Is his partner or something?
So they're like brothers in the movie?
They're what? Would you say what?
They're like a duo in Bullet
Train?
Yeah,
they're a duo. I think Tyree Henry plays his like adopted brother. They're like an assassin duo.
Okay. I think that my big grand finale
Ryan
to this
Tyree
Monsterverse.
Henry, that was his first name.
My big grand finale to this Monsterverse series is me watching Bullet Train by the next episode.
Honestly.
I think this is getting me to watch it.
But yeah, so yeah, Bullet Train. That's right. He's going to be in the new Godzilla movie. He's going to be in Transformers 1, which I don't think he should be voicing Megatron, but he's also such a good actor that I can see him actually doing well.
Ooh, Tyree Henry?
Yeah, he's going to voice Megatron in Transformers 1.
Opposite Channing Tatum as Optimus?
I have a lot of problems. I have a lot of problems with. It's Thor, fucking, or it's his brother.
Right, Hemsworth.
It's one of them. It's one of the Hemsworths. I have a lot of problems with that, unless if they're going with the. Can we talk about Godzilla?
We're tangentializing already. Welcome to the Into the Monsterverse podcast. My name is Curtin Webb. I'm joined by DJ Brazil. We're going to fucking talk about Godzilla vs. Skull.
And we're not going to get sidetracked.
We're
it's not going to happen.
We're fucking done. This is a movie.
I'm not
going to
talk
movie...
about The Sopranos for 45 minutes. We're going to talk about Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Fuck, I got back into watching Sopranos.
No. This is how it starts. This is how it starts.
Right. Big monkey fight big lizard. Go.
Yes. Okay. My first note of this movie is the opening is basically the exact opposite of King of the Monsters. So you know how King of the Monsters opens up in a house and reveals they're in a jungle?
Yes.
This one opens up in a jungle and it reveals that they're in a dome.
That's true. Yeah, you did make a note of that. That it was like a contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I then have a note that says, whoa, I didn't know that deaf people were real. SMH, this kid is a paid actor.
Jesus Christ. Is the kid deaf?
No, she is. Because when King Kong starts walking up to her, you hear it from her perspective, and it's like muffled. Like heavily muffled.
Is the actress like actually deaf?
I don't know, actually.
Because I know in A Quiet Place, that actress is actually deaf.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. I don't actually know. Cast. I'm not going to lie. I'm too lazy. I'm not looking this up. but yeah, I do like the little girl. She isn't like, I mean, she's like a decent part of it for Godzilla, but I like her, though. I like her.
I like her, too, but my main thing of this movie, because I will say I liked it better this time around, but I don't like Team Monkey. I think it's weird that like they're divided kind of into like teams, like human teams, And that's I don't like either one.
I didn't actually think of that, of how the people were sort of divided as well, actually.
Yeah.
So who would be on Team Godzilla?
Millie Bobby Brown, Deadpool 2 kid.
Oh, right, yeah. Which brings me to my next note of, is Millie Bobby Brown a Titan? Millie Bobby Brown is, like, far and away the worst part of this movie. She just showed up for the paycheck. She just showed up for the paycheck. She did not
give a shit. Why do you think so? She did the same amount as in the last one.
She did way less. Is she even trying to act in this movie?
Really?
Oh my god, yeah, no. So I'll say, I watched this and King of the Monsters, like, back-to-back.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's like she just showed up for the paycheck. I mean, I wasn't blown away by her in King of the Monsters, don't get me wrong, but it's like, I don't know, you put in a little bit more effort with this. Like, even my friends I was watching it with, they were like, is she trying? Like, why is she here? She clearly doesn't want to be. Very disappointed that I really think she was far and away the worst part of the movie.
You know who did show up for just a paycheck though was her dad. Why was he in this movie?
Yeah, he was in it very briefly. He wasn't in it much.
It was so weird. Like, I was like, oh, I know him this time around. Like, when I saw him last
time, I actually would have liked more of him and less of her.
Yeah, he's kind of a better protagonist because he's got that whole "I don't trust
that Brian Tyree Henry and Deadpool 2 kid whose name I'm blanking on." I loved. I've mentioned I love Brian Tyree Henry, but I love the Deadpool 2 kid. I love him so much I don't even know his actual name. He's the Deadpool 2 kid. First, middle, last name, Deadpool 2 kid. He only has like 10 lines in the movie, but I like them all. I think he does good. I like him a lot in the movie.
Yeah, he's good. His comedic timing is very good. He's also from Hunt for the Wilder People, which is a movie I enjoy quite a bit.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I recommend that. That's a Taika Waititi joint.
Oh.
Oh, you haven't heard of it?
No, I was kidding. I've never heard of that movie.
Oh, okay. Well, so, you should check it out.
On my list. I
think it's him and the guy from Jurassic Park, Dr. Yeah. Grant.
Oh. Well, going back to the Millie Bobby Brown situation, it's kind of weird that her character is like a conspiracy theorist now. And it's like, yeah, like her obsession with the Titans kind of tracks, but why is she talking about fluoride in the water?
Yeah, the bleach thing? No, the fluoride in the water.
No, it both.
It's all very
really
odd.
Weird. And like Tyree Henry is a new character, so it's like, okay, I can accept this. But Millie Bobby Brown's character becoming like a full blown, like.
She's Bryan Cranston.
It was just weird. But Bryan Cranston was still talking about the Titans, and the Titan obsession makes sense. But becoming a full blown, like, Alex Jones believer does not track to me. That does not track to me.
They're making the frogs gay.
Which is a misconception, but sort of, yes, they are.
Wait.
That's a really fucked up story, I'll tell you later.
We need a tangent.
Yeah. We're not going on tangents. We're staying in line this time.
Monkey Blizzard, got it.
Yeah, but when Brian Tyree Henry showed up, I yelled, "It's him! It's the Bullet Train!"
Oh my god.
I point out that he's literally that other conspiracy theorist dude from like the first Transformers, who like the FBI raids his like grandma's house.
Yes. So
they're like the same character. Wrong.
I was wrong about him being Anthony Anderson. He is not. You were talking about the guy who was his Witwicky's dorm.
Yes.
Okay, yes. I totally forgot about it.
Was it dorm? Because he lived with his grandma.
Oh.
But dorm, that's college, which would be the second movie. Second or third.
Oh, so you're talking about the first one?
Yeah.
And that would be Anthony Anderson, I think. He was hanging out with the blonde girl. I think.
You try to look up Transformers 1 cast, and you get the fucking...
The robots?
You get Transformers 1. Like, the upcoming one. Oh, like, no, that's
one?
Not what I want.
Who cares
Don't call
about
it Transformers
movie?
1. I hate that.
Rise of the Beast means nothing.
I love Rise of the Beast. Anyways, yeah, he's him. The human story this time around is way less interesting, as I mentioned. Probably due to the lack of Ken Watanabe, God rest his soul. Ken Watanabe's not dead, I just miss him.
He was very missed, and any kind of monarch in this was... Well, hold on, can I sidebar?
Yeah.
What the fuck was his son doing there?
Yeah, his son, who I don't think is mentioned in King of the Monsters. It's just like, yeah, he has a son, by the way, and he's angry, and he hates all the Titans because his father died, sacrificed himself to save them, and didn't really ever give him the attention he needed as a son. So he felt that he hated the Titans because his father seemed to like them more than him.
Yeah, it's
but
like...
his son was, like, never mentioned before. In fact, I don't even... I think it's only mentioned, like, in a very brief line that Ken Watanabe's character, Dr. Serizawa, was his father. I think it's...
Yeah.
Or I he just mentioned something about his father, and you just sort of have to assume.
No, no, he says... The bad guy says... calls him Serizawa.
Yeah, so yeah, like, yeah. Hey, he calls him Serizawa, and then in a separate line, he mentions his father, and it's like, oh, okay. But yeah, but like, I don't think this son suddenly showing up is really that much of a detriment. It's like, yeah, I can accept that he had an estranged son. Okay.
I just would like to know a bit more of why he like hated him, and maybe that's a comic thing. I know that there was a deleted scene that I found online of him like meeting the main guy, the Skarsgård guy, in a bar,
yes,
and being like, "Hi, you worked with my dad." But they deleted that scene. So it's like, yeah. What the fuck? I don't know why you're a bad guy, but okay.
I meant to ask, this is your first time seeing this one? You've never seen this one before?
No, so I saw this when it was, it came to Max.
Okay, it was day one, Max.
2021, I think?
Hold on, I have the wiki page open here. 2021, yes.
Okay, it came to Max when it was like, I want to say like the first big thing, unless that was...
Yeah,
like
no, for I story. Think for a lot of people it was, and it was like their most watched thing until like Mortal Kombat came.
Okay, and yeah, me and my dad watched it, and I liked it quite a bit. I have some original notes, because this was the movie that made me want to make this podcast, and so I took notes on it back then. And then I kind of compared them to my new notes, and I have some notes that are my dad's quotes. And when I'm parked, I will read them.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember not liking it, and now I didn't hate it.
I watched it with my buddy Kyle and his parents, because I came over after work on a Friday, and we had dinner, we all sat down in his living room and watched it, and had a really fun time with it. Because again, I don't take these movies too seriously, and just, you know, as long as they're like fun, you know what I mean. And this one's a little out there compared to the last with their anti-gravity cars, but it's also like Mecha Godzilla is there, so yeah, I can believe anti-gravity cars.
Yeah that's probably the most jarring.
And we mentioned this in King of the Monsters, how like they were starting to set up some like intense sci-fi technology. Like, we're starting to set this up. So it's not, like, entirely out of the blue.
The Orca exists, and, I mean, you kind of assume that Monarch is ahead of their time with what their technology. But then, like, in this, he shows up in Skarsgård's house, and he's like, look at this fucking hologram.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yeah. As a side note, I do want to point out that the director of this movie, he did direct the new one coming out. He also directed the Death Note on Netflix, which is, you know, terrible.
No, really?
It's very bad. Willem Dafoe is Ryuk, though, and he does a very good job as Ryuk.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
The rest of it is terrible. Don't watch that.
I've seen quite a bit of it through, like, video essays.
I mean, like, In my opinion, I think it's Death Note itself is good, but it's kind of something that I kind of left in like edgy middle school.
Okay.
But this adaptation is bad. Anyways, he's doing good stuff now, though. He's doing good stuff
now. Yeah.
Because Godzilla vs. Kong is a lot of fun. Again, with the sci-fi, and I do like the sci-fi like designs of things. Like, I like their their weird cars. I like Mechagodzilla. It's my favorite Mechagodzilla design. I think he looks so fucking cool.
Yeah, he's fucking huge.
Oh, yeah. No, he's fucking massive.
He's bigger than Godzilla, and he's wrecked shop. Like, he's just a monster.
Yeah, he's fucking massive. It's pretty awesome. One of my favorite things with this movie, especially leading up to it, was there were so many people who were like, yeah, Godzilla's gonna win because he's big monkey. And I'm like, you're stupid.
You mean Godzilla's gonna win?
Yeah, sorry. They were saying Kong's gonna win. Yes, and I'm like, you're stupid. Godzilla's king of the monsters for a reason, and everything we've seen him done, because King Kong could not take Ghidorah. Let's just get that out of the way. And there's a reason King Kong gets absolutely fucking dog washed in this movie. He gets his shit pushed in, dude. He had to have a full blown like super powered axe to even have a chance, and even then it was fucking close. And then once that axe is gone, Godzilla straight up put him in the ground.
He killed him.
Okay. Absolutely dog washed. A fraud.
Like Godzilla,
this is your Godzilla goat? I think not. My big boy, the iguana, wins again.
Yeah, I remember the same thing, like the discourse amongst the VGU guys
look, man, you gotta not know much about, like, either of them to be like, yeah, Godzilla, to be like, yeah, King Kong takes this. See, look, it's so ingrained in me that I know Godzilla would win that I even, like, when I'm trying to speak sarcastically, I keep saying Godzilla. Like, because it's like, yeah, Godzilla's gonna fucking win.
Ridiculous. Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
With that being said, I do love Kong's story in this. I love when they get to the Hollow Earth.
Really?
Yeah, I love that part. I think it's really pretty and cool, and I love when he, like, goes into the cave of, like, his ancestors, and it's this massive space, and he sits down on the chair, and he does, like, the cool, like, pose on the throne.
Yeah, like, it's a like badass.
Yeah, he does, like, that, like, Doctor Doom pose on a throne. It's awesome. It's so cool. King Kong is awesome in this, and this movie did make me love King Kong. I'll say, like, I've always been kind of neutral to King Kong as a monster, but I loved him in this. I thought he was super fun. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I think that this movie was, like, really trying to prove, I mean, maybe they were planning the team up that's happening in this new one.
Yeah,
but, like,
the new one seems to be a buddy cop, which I'm here for.
Yeah, it was
it's
a
the
lot
other guys,
more, like,
but with Titans. You, like, aim for the bushes.
The Hong Kong fight is awesome, but hey, let's work together.
I point out that the Hong Kong fight literally looks like Night City in Cyberpunk. Like, it's so good looking.
All the
neon, like, lit buildings. It actually reminds me, I think they did the same thing with the city at the end of Pacific Rim. Was really lit up. I don't think it was as neon, but it was really lit up. And that lighting really helps with them, because, as usual, they look fucking amazing. The CG in the movie is incredible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely to die for.
It's awesome. And, with the lighting and stuff, and that shot of them, like, roaring at each other. Like,
yes. My fear is that we're gonna end up hitting, like, Bayverse Transformers, where it starts to, like, degrade more and more.
Yeah.
Is kind of my fear, but the new movie is looking good so far.
I think the best thing to do with these films is to not be afraid to shake it up. Like, you can have different genres. Like, we've talked about, like, Godzilla did, like, some horror shit, and Kong did, like, this, like, you know, big, huge set piece stuff. Like, they all have, like, their own kind of feels to them.
Yes, even though they're all, like, related, they all feel incredibly different.
Yeah, they all make that visual style their own. But as long as we're not like, well, next year we'll see another MonsterVerse film and it will be directed by the same guy again.
Yeah,
like,
don't MCU-ify this shit.
No, because that's why these are so good. Like, they're just fun to
exactly. I can sit down. I can pour myself a glass of bourbon, and I can watch some monsters fight.
Get yourself a nice G Fuel. G Fuel. Go. Find it at any convenience G-Fuel. Store.
Go get the Gundam flavor. I got it right next to me.
We got this.
Are you sure we can trust this guy?
Yeah, why? Well, mainly because he says crazy shit all the time and carries a bottle of whiskey from his dead wife like a gun.
I think it's romantic.
I really don't understand women.
I have a note here that says that the ancient astronaut theorists stay winning.
Yeah,
because
you,
of Hollow Earth.
Yeah, you keep mentioning Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth.
And ancient astronaut theorists, because they keep winning. They can't keep getting away with it, dude. So, if you don't know, ancient astronaut theorists is, like, the stupid stuff that they talk about on Ancient Aliens. My friends and I love watching Ancient Aliens because it's stupid, and you have to be stupid to, like, follow any of that, because literally they'll talk about one thing in one sentence and then be like, but... and then talk about something completely different, and it goes absolutely nowhere. It's really funny if you have, like, any, like, media comprehension or, you know, can listen.
Right.
And they'll like, always say, like, something like, is it possible that humans were created from lizards by an alien race? Ancient astronaut theorists suggest the answer is yes. And we have a joke that, like, if you took a shot every time they said ancient astronaut theorists, you would be dead by the end of the episode. That's not
even
a joke. That's definitely true. There was one episode, they said it like 25 times or some shit. Like,
what is an ancient astronaut theorist?
Conspiracy theorists.
Is that
but that's what they call themselves, because the conspiracy theorist is derogatory and makes it sound like their viewer is a deranged nut job, because, you know,
right.
They are. So, like, this whole movie, I'm like, Hollow Earth, ancient astronaut theorists, take another W yet again. Between this and the pyramids in Antarctica, I don't know why you guys read any more textbooks, because they're all lying to you. So,
yeah, that's what the King of the Monsters Antarctica scene needed, was some pyramids in the back.
Yes, which I will have to show you that episode of Ancient Aliens, by the way, because it's insane.
Oh my god.
Of the Antarctic pyramid. That it's an entire episode based around some guy saw a funny looking shape on Google Earth. Yeah, I'm serious. They also have one on the John Shadow people and the Hat Man. That one's the best.
The Hat Man.
They have an episode. That's the best episode. That's the best episode for sure. Back to Godzilla versus Kong and the constant W's that ancient astronaut theorists keep taking.
Yes.
I do like that they used like the King Ghidorah head in this, like they actually did something with it. But they're again, they also set up Destroya, and I keep wondering, where is Destroya? Where is he?
What do they do with him?
He's a fucking cool monster. So his origin is the oxygen destroyer bomb.
Right, but what do they do here?
It's King Ghidorah's head. It's his consciousness in Mechagodzilla.
So in the last one, you said they set up Destroya with that oxygen bomb.
Yes,
but now
then
you're saying in this one, what do they do with Destroya? Does he use King
Ghidorah's head? No, they don't. I'm saying they set him up in the last movie and nothing's come of it yet.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you said
I can't remember what the post-credit scene in this one was.
Nothing. There isn't one.
Was there not one? There wasn't? Okay. Oh,
it's
you know
so
why?
Weird.
You know why? Because after this, their license with Toho was up. So they weren't sure maybe getting another one yet. I remember reading that.
Huh.
Yeah. But Toho like loved the movies, so they did renew it. They really like these movies, apparently.
Yeah, the new one is really a surprise that we're getting it. Like I was not expecting it.
Yeah, I kind of expected this to kind of be the last one, even if they did get it renewed, but I'm glad to see we're getting another, because I don't think these movies have actually been super profitable.
Really?
This one actually did pretty well. Budget, $155 to $200 million. Box office, $470.1 million.
Okay.
Which is
and that's
really,
on streaming.
Which is, well, that's box office, so that's not streaming, so that's actually incredibly good.
Wow.
So this movie actually did very, very well. I feel like it was King of the Monsters kind of underperformed.
Okay. I can see that. I really think that only like diehard fans really like went to see King of the Monsters, because you know the monsters, like, oh, I want to see them.
Yeah, but I feel that. I kind of only went to see it on a whim, honestly.
I think it was
my buddy Kyle, his friend wanted to see it, King of the Monsters, and then we ended up going together, and we walked by a Target that, like, was shot up the week before. We were like, hey, this is a fun area. I think you might be right. I don't think it's necessarily diehard fans, but people who, you know, had knew some sort of background, at least.
Yeah. That's probably my second favorite, King of the Monsters.
Yeah, King of the Monsters is my favorite, for sure.
It's just a fun movie, and it has good human character. It's got a good story to it.
Yeah, no, it's very enjoyable.
And it takes place in Boston! Yeah,
King of the Monsters, is that why the fucking Green Line keeps going down? It's gotta be.
Yeah, it's King Ghidorah, his spirit,
trains are down this week, and I gotta figure out how to get into PAX, but you know.
Oh god. Jesus Christ.
No, I have that sorted out. But kind of looping back to the cast, I also just remembered Lance Reddick is in this. God rest his soul.
No, is he? Is he the guy at the beginning?
I forget actually who he is. He's only in like one or two scenes. He's in it very briefly.
Okay, so my first note is the black guy at the beginning supposed to be the guy from Kong Skull Island? The monarch guy. And I think that so
he literally, he only has 7 seconds in the movie.
That's him! That's him! It totally is. It looked like him.
But I remember being Lance Reddick. I was like, oh, I miss him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's Lance Reddick.
And is he that character? He's playing like an old version of him, right?
From King of the Monsters?
No, so remember the guy who was John Goodman's monarch buddy? And he made it out and had, at the end of the movie, he had Larson.
It could be like his son or something.
No, I think it was him. Can you Google this fucking
hold on,
shit?
Hold on.
Godzilla I think it was him Kong, Wikipedia they test. Made him older, and he would be older, because that was Vietnam era, and this is now. Godzilla, so he would be like...
Lance Reddick plays Gillerman? From Warhammer 40K?
I think it's him, because I think they called him Gil.
Skull Island cast. Corey Hawkins is Houston Brooks.
Oh, no. Tell me I'm wrong.
There's no one.
No, don't fucking tell me I'm wrong. Oh, I had it all planned out in my head.
Lancer, the director of Monarch, Reddick's role was originally larger. Wingard stated there was a scene earlier in the film, a big boardroom scene where they're setting up the mission. He had a large role, but ultimately we didn't need that scene. He only appears in two brief scenes. So he's the director of Monarch, which wouldn't really... Well, I guess it could make sense that he could be related to that guy, but Goodman was originally the founder of Monarch. Is this your Action Bible Hydra scene? Is this...
No, absolutely not. No.
Sure?
Nothing will ever beat that.
I will say,
I'll eat my words, though, because in the last episode, I was like, oh, it's a shame they don't do anything with that Ghidorah head. And I'm sorry I forgot about it.
Yeah, the Ghidorah head's like so fucking...
It's like the crux of everything. What did he say? They make it like a DJ booth? You could turn this thing into a DJ booth.
Yeah, they did. And they're right. Actually, that would have been a cool DJ booth, I think. It was really cool. He's inside the head, which it's fucking... He's just inside the fucking head of it. controlling it. And then it fucking fries his brain. It's like Ghidorah's back, but in Mechagodzilla. Which is...
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, it's some cool shit. What's your next note?
I'm gonna be honest. I have even less notes for this one because I was too busy watching Monkey get absolutely dog washed. I do think the most stressful scene in the movie is the first fight where he's on the boat and keeps trying not to drown as Godzilla drags him under.
It's awesome.
It's like, that's like one of those scenes where like, I instinctively start like holding my breath like I'm underwater.
Yeah, Godzilla's a fucking beast underwater. I love the thought of him kicking his little feet to swim.
I don't know why. That fight was so stressful for me, even though I'm cheering for Godzilla. I was like, Godzilla, can you just let him go for a bit, maybe? Can you let him breathe, please?
Yeah, he was like, he didn't even play with his prey. He's just like, fuck it, I'm killing the monkey.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm killing this motherfucker. This motherfucker is off that island. I'm beating his ass.
And so there we go. There's a thing we can mention. So Godzilla comes for the monkey because he just senses him.
So remember how like it was like the alpha brainwaves or whatever of Ghidorah made them fight, like attracted Godzilla to him. It's the same thing for this, but there was some. Because you know how, like, planes would crash and boats would wash up on the island of Kong Skull Island because it's, like, the lost island? Yeah. Whatever phenomena was doing that was basically blocking those, like, alpha brainwaves of King Kong from getting to Godzilla. So he didn't know he was there.
Oh, like the storm that surrounds it?
Yeah, exactly. Was, like, sort of stopping that from happening. But then they need to get him out because, as far as they know, Godzilla's attacking places randomly. But no, he's attacking the places where they had the King Ghidorah head. Because he can sense them turning it on.
Oh, that's why he was going nuts at the beginning.
Yes, because they were testing it.
Okay. And so, but that's not why they brought Kong out. They brought him out because
he was starting to get too big, yeah. But they brought him out because they were like, Godzilla keeps attacking places. We need a weapon against him. There's only one other person, or one other, like, Titan that could possibly take him on. We now know that as Skulls.
Because I thought I thought that they brought him out.
And then it was also that... Then it was, like, they also needed him... No, sorry. That was one of the things they were talking about, and then it was that they needed Kong to get them to Hollow Earth. To lead them
to Hollow Earth. Right, to lead this expedition into the Hollow Earth.
Right. I should have taken more notes, but I was so glued to my screen.
No, it's fine.
The company, like the weapons company led by Discount Al Pacino. I can't remember his name. He just kind of looks like Al Pacino to me.
I don't know at all who he was.
I can't remember his name, but I liked him. The like CEO of like the weapons manufacturer. I liked him a lot. He did a great job. Because they needed like a power source for Mechagodzilla, which ended up being like the rocks and stuff that were there, in Hollow Earth.
Okay, was it really because they never brought them home, right?
They sent back. This part was really weird. I remember being like, "This is kind of strange." They sent back like data to the company that allowed them to actually fully power Mechagodzilla. It wasn't like they brought back a rock. I think they sent like some material data so they could synthesize their own or something like that. It was kind of a hey, just don't worry about it. They could use Mechagodzilla. Like, whatever. Let's move on. Right?
Futuristic technology.
I'm not gonna think about it too hard. I'm just going to get ready for this sick-ass fight that's about to happen.
And sick-ass fight it was. I mean, I'm almost parked and I can read what I had, but I had, like, notes on certain things that were fucking awesome. Like, those first-person shots in the ship flying by Kong's mouth were so cool.
Oh, yeah. It was like a POV shot.
It was like the really fucking cool. Universal confrontation of the olden days where you just kind of like, oh, we're driving by his fucking open mouth. It's terrifying. Like, yeah. And then there's the fucking, oh my God, it's all coming back. When Kong climbs a building and Godzilla just beams it in half and he's falling off. Like, what the fuck? Who was choreographing this awesome scene? It's so cool.
I love when Godzilla grabbed the CEO's daughter who was an asshole and just randomly shot at him and then tried to fly away. And he just fucking kills her. Like immediately she's just gone. I loved that. I was like, damn, no fanfare or nothing. She's just gone.
Nothing.
Awesome.
And probably the coolest fucking thing that Godzilla does in this is beams a fucking hole into the ground.
Yeah, all the way through the fucking hollow earth. It's crazy.
Like, how
it's
does
just he... like, it's like, motherfucker, I can sense you at the earth's core. I'm going to shoot you.
It's fucking
awesome.
Cool. Oh, my God.
It's so good, dude.
He's great. All right, let's see. Now I can address my notes.
I do also want to say one other thing that a little Easter egg when they test Mechagodzilla again, when Brian Tyree Henry, Millie Bobby Brown, and John Deadpool 2 are there, they have them kill a monster, and what he kills is one of the skull crawlers from Skull Island.
Yeah, see, that's a thing that I totally would have forgotten about because it had been so long since I'd seen Skull Island. But it's just this way that it all, carries over. It's so cool to see that.
It's like some sort of connected sequel.
It's like some kind of monster
verse. It's like some kind of Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
It's a Titan scout.
No. That's not just any Titan. That's Monster Zero.
Ghidorah.
That's a psionic uplink that follows his will. Oh, Apex, what if you die?
Your notes?
Well... Yeah, so let me look at these. So the my first one I had was, is Godzilla just glowing constantly because of Mothra energy? Like, he glows...
I think he's just sort of always in fight mode in this movie. Like, the entire time, he's like, I'm coming here to kill shit.
It's weird, like, he doesn't have to really charge up, he can just beam over and over. And he's just like a different Godzilla. I also read actually online that it was maybe because he got so radioactive, like melty in the last one.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because it's very clear he's getting a new sort of like Super Saiyan 2 form.
Yeah, new form.
So in the upcoming movie, so I wouldn't be surprised if that is the case, like that combined with Mothra energy. I wouldn't be surprised. It's like, yeah, he's just sort of just stronger now, and then he's going to get even stronger with this new one where he's going to become pink.
Right. He becomes pink and Kong gets a robot arm.
Yeah, which I'm excited for, actually. I'm really excited for that mecha arm thing. They're like, man, how do I make Godzilla stronger? Give him bigger arm.
Let's see. The sound is still really, really bad. So much dialogue sounds like it was like 80 yard. Like, it just doesn't sound like actual talking. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't actually. There's like, so much monster content, I kind of fell asleep when the people came on.
Right. In the other movies, we thought that too, that it was like it gets so loud and then so quiet. I don't know why they can't balance these movies for shit, but that's like the worst part is the sound isn't that great. I mean, the sound design is great.
I feel like audio mixing these days is something that gets left behind. I also kind of wonder if like it's something stupid like you know how people watch their TVs, movies on their TV, but it's like you need to turn off game mode or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I almost wonder if it's something like that. Like everyone just has some setting on. or something that just fucks with stuff and it's like no one ever notices.
It could be. It could be. But Jesus, I don't know what was going on. So we need to address the Chekhov's gun you were talking about.
Yes. Chekhov's fucking gun in this fucking movie. That probably angered me more than Millie Bobby Brown's performance, actually.
So what exactly is it? Is it the...
So you don't know what Chekhov's gun is?
Yes, no, you explained it.
Yeah,
but you said that it was so easy to tell.
Yeah,
and
do you know at the beginning when he shows, like, yeah, this flask that my wife got me that's shaped like a gun,
always
keep it with me. And then at the end, they spilled the Chekhov's gun fucking flask all over the panel. And then that's what fucks up Mechagodzilla, so Godzilla and Kong can fucking kill it.
All right.
And so I remember watching this and being like, are you fucking serious? I was actually so fucking angry. I love everything else about the movie, but then I also immediately forgot because then I watched them fuck up Mechagodzilla, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm like right back to it. But that completely takes me out of the movie.
So, interestingly, right at the beginning, because I knew to watch for this, and I thought it was going to be his hand sanitizer, because that was such a weird line, like, hey, you want to try some hand sanitizer? I made it for my garden.
I mean, to be fair, basically every line with him when you first meet him is completely insane. Like, remember they find him because he, like, showers with bleach?
Mm-hmm.
Or they called the Deadpool 2 kid fluoride because he, you know, drinks tap water.
Right. They call him tap water.
Oh, yeah, tap water. Yeah, sorry. But there's fluoride in it. You're drinking tap water. You can't do that. And it's like for Brian Tyree Henry's character, it makes sense. He's totally new. He's established as just a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Millie Bobby Brown's character was not really established like that. And it feels weird for her to just be like, I don't drink tap water because of the fluoride. Where did this come from? You're like 14.
See, with her, I feel like it could have been more... Oh, she looks into this stuff. She studies it so that she knows that he's crazy. But it came off more like she was also crazy.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's because she is.
Which is so weird. Because, like, maybe that's why her dad doesn't talk to
her. You know what they should have done to, like, actually have a post-credit scene? Is, like, they should have had something like, do you know the movie Conspiracy Theorist? The Mel Gibson movie?
No.
So it plays. He's a conspiracy theorist who's cons. He's a cab driver in New York who is a conspiracy theorist and constantly just talks about nonsense. And he has this one, his like current one that he's ranting about is that NASA is planning to kill the president, right? Oh. And eventually people start chasing after him because something is right. We don't know which one it is, but something is right. Turns out it's none of them, and the whole plot twist is that, oh, he's like a secret assassin, and he didn't even know it, or whatever.
Okay.
But because he, like, went rogue, they found him, and they're trying to kill him now, this, like, organization he was a part of. And at the very end of the movie, it turns out, also, he happened to be right that NASA was going to kill the president because they killed the president. that's the end of the movie. It's fucking insane. And I think they totally should have done something where they just show people pouring fluoride in the water at the end, and that would have been really funny.
Like, just a Simpsons gag.
Happened. No, technically, he was right about this one. Like, I think it would have been funny if they did something like that.
That would be really good. Because then it would be one of those, like, Marvel-esque, oh, why did I stay through the credits for this?
Oh,
Marvel-esque. What am I saying wrong?
you had a lisp there.
I do. I have a bit of a lisp.
No, you don't. I've known you for like fucking 16 years. You've never had a lisp.
I always do. Marvel-esque. Say it.
Marvel-esque.
I hate you. how does one sedate a big monkey? That's my note.
big tranquilizer? Look, big monkeys, a myth perpetuated by Big Trank to sell more tranquilizers.
They do it well.
They do it real well. I bought
Kong
15.
Looks so cool on the boat.
Yes, like, he does. As usual, the lighting in this movie is really good. And I love it there with, like, the sunset as they're on the boats. That whole scene kind of reminds me of Evangelion when you first meet Asuka and they fight on top of, like, aircraft carriers as she, like, jumps between them.
Okay.
I take a shot in the dark here and say you probably haven't seen Evangelion.
Nope.
See if I can find Eva Unit 02.
Is it a show movie?
Yes. It has a movie which actually just recently came to theaters in North America for the first time ever, just for like one day.
Oh, the one about the stars and the
No, that's Gurren Lagann. That's the one I saw, which is better.
Oh, okay.
Both actually have similar theming, but they're presented differently. When you get the chance, check the chat. I put a GIF there. The Eva Unit 02 jumping between like battleships.
Oh my god!
And this is what it kind of reminded me of. So, first of all, we're gonna have to watch Evangelion. That's one of the most like influential pieces of like not even just mecha media, just media to ever come out of Japan. It really is up there with the likes of like Gundam. Like it's that big of a deal.
That just like it.
Yes, yes, and so that whole scene reminded me a lot of this, which is one of my favorite scenes in Evangelion. It's just a cool scene.
All right, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
We're going to have to watch Evangelion.
I'll watch Evangelion with you.
All right, cool.
So, but yeah, he looked really cool. I liked when they had, when you first meet the bad guy's daughter. And, like, they're standing there when Skarsgård is afraid to walk up to Kong. And he's just, like, in the background, like, kind of foggy in the night. And he's just a big fucking ape.
Oh, yeah. He's so cool looking.
Yeah. I like Kong. I really do.
I do, too. It's just that he's a fraud when put up against my goat. That's just how it is. Don't come for the king.
Oh my god. I had Godzilla murdered hundreds on those boats.
Oh no, there's Godzilla killed a lot of fucking people in this.
He drove through so
but,
many.
But I think it's also worth noting that Godzilla has never cared about the collateral damage in any of the movies. He very much has not. Kong kind of seems to. You know, he definitely seems to try a little bit harder. Obviously, in the middle of a fight with Godzilla, there's really nothing he can do about it. Mm-hmm. But he does seem to be a bit more careful about what he does.
Yeah, because I think Kong just has more of a connection to people.
But yeah, it said that, like, the Kongs were the protectors of ancient humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good, friendly
monkey.
Yeah,
and Kong likes people because he has his little deaf friend.
Who has a little Kong.
Yeah, who has a little Kong and does little Kong sign language. Lynn, she does what's the longest... Hold on. Ape's longest sign language sentence. I forget what it is, but hold on, the joke's gonna pay off. Hold on. Hold on, where is it? No. What was the fucking sentence? yes, here we go. The longest sentence, give orange me, give eat orange me, eat orange give me, eat orange give me you. that's what they do.
What?
That's the longest, quote-unquote, sentence that they ever got out of an ape named Nim that they taught sign language. Because, you know, some three sign quotations like apple me eat, banana Nim eat. And then he has some, like, four sign quotations. Eat Nim, eat Nim, eat drink, eat drink, eat crepe, eat Nim. Me, Nim, eat me. Like, yeah. So,
me, Nim, eat me.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the longest sentence ever spoken. Whenever I see, like, an ape doing sign language, that's all I can think of. Give orange me, give eat orange me, eat orange give me, eat orange give me you.
Give me orange, give me orange, give me...
give orange me, give eat orange me, eat orange, give me, eat orange, give me you.
That's the name of the episode.
I'll put it in the chat.
Good God.
Yeah, I'll throw the wiki page there for you, too.
That's great.
Oh, look, he's wearing human clothes in the picture.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Wow.
That I would have named him Coco Jumbo, but that's just
Nim Chimpsky.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh my God. Oh, motherfucker. Well, let's see. Silly Monkey jumps on boats. Godzilla doesn't get hurt by anything. Remember when the monkey puked?
That was awesome. Yeah, he throws up all the water.
I do like when he takes a scoop full of fish out and he's all happy.
Yeah.
He's just like, delicious.
I like the axe and how it's made of like a spine of Godzilla.
Yeah, what is the point of that? Does that mean that they fought a Godzilla?
Yeah, no, they used to war.
Okay.
Used to war with each other, like back in the days of the Titans.
Okay, I gotcha.
And also the whole thing with the axe is that he can, you know, it absorbs like the atomic breath.
Yes, that's sick.
Which is like really, really cool.
Because like, it balances it out. Because people would think.
And it's like, oh, look, he can hold his own. And they're like, guess round two goes to Kong. Yeah, not for fucking long.
Yeah,
watch this frog get dog washed immediately after. Absolutely shit on, bro. You fraud.
You're a fraud.
You're nothing. You're no talent. Who the fuck are you? I want Godzilla up to Atlantis. Who the fuck are you?
Real honest respect.
Silence from which Titans are born. Nothing.
You're nothing.
I'm like a sleeper agent. When I hear the word nothing, I just go, nothing. I'm a sleeper agent, dude. Every time I hear it, I got to do the bit.
How do people look right at the atomic breath?
What do you mean?
Like, people just stare into it when he's doing it. And they're like, whoa.
Do you mean, should it be like a nuclear bomb?
Yeah, right?
I would say the force of a nuclear bomb is probably stronger, and like the light it produces is like the atomic breath just comes because it's like super powerful and like radiation energy. I don't think it's like the force of an atomic bomb.
And how does it not radiate the area?
It probably does, yeah. But like, don't ask questions. Just it looks cool.
Godzilla's presence near humans
give like hyper cancer. Yeah, yeah, probably.
Everyone's dying really fast.
Oh yeah, Billy I Bob feel like Brown more people fine. Die in this universe than are born. Like people are like rabbits in this universe or something. I don't know.
Do you feel Godzilla looks different now than he did in 2014? This was an interesting note. I think he's like had a different look now.
Kind of. But, like, I know what you mean, but I can't put my finger on it at the same time.
Like, he used to be... I think it might have to do with the fact that there's more, like, big monsters now. Like, when he was just the huge thing, he looked, like, thicker and kind of more, like, rounded. Like, more iguana-like.
Yes.
And now he's kind of, like, slimmed out to just look like a more... I don't know, a bit more dinosaur-like.
Maybe I'm crazy. I'm wondering if he got bigger. It doesn't look like he did, at least not that I can tell. It looks like he's 108 meters tall. And then in Godzilla Resurgence in 2016, there was a kaiju that was 118.5. In Godzilla, Planet of the Monsters, which is like that anime film, he's over 300 meters tall.
Jeez.
Which is fucking insane. And now I kind of want to watch that. I heard it wasn't very good, but I want to see it just for that sheer size. Like, that's like the size of, like, you know, at the end of, the Cloverfield paradox, how they come back to their universe and the monster from Cloverfield like burst through the clouds.
No, I didn't see Paradox.
That's fine. You're not missing out on much except for that ending scene.
Oh, we're going to watch it.
Oh, boy. It's a movie. Supposedly wasn't going to be related to Cloverfield at all, that J.J. Abrams just slapped the name onto it. It's a fine movie. It's just, why is it Cloverfield? But yeah, I kind of want to see that now. But this doesn't say that he isn't bigger in this movie, but he almost feels a little bigger.
Huh.
Oh, hold on. Godzilla grew from 108 meters to 119.8 meters in height. Confirm Godzilla's profile on the Monarch Sciences website? Oh? When did this happen? Huh.
What are we learning?
I guess, so the Monarch Sciences account was like a account they promoted like the movies as if it was Monarch. And it, at one point, it apparently is now Monarch Unlocked. It says, this account no longer belongs to Monarch, it belongs to the truth. Soon the rest will surface. And I assume this is a result of the Monarch show. And the last time they posted was November of last year. So, you know, getting ready for Monarch and for this new movie. And it's like Monster Sighting Skull Island 1973. And it's a giant, like, spider. Mudo activity reported on Skull Island.
What?
The Mudo. Yeah. So there's actually, this is actually some interesting stuff.
It's like an ARG.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, it definitely is. And I've completely forgotten where I was
here.
Going at this, because I'm, like, completely mesmerized. They're actually talking about Bill Randa, like, John Goodman's character, in, like, the last footage of him.
Huh. So, okay, I will say, I started watching the first episode of Monarch, and it does have John Goodman in it for a moment. It's weird because it doesn't really. I don't know how it would connect to Skull Island, but basically he like was sidetracked from the rest of the group and got involved with like a monster fight, and he threw some documents into the sea thinking he was gonna die and then didn't there, but then he's like, oh fuck, my files. And then his files get picked up in modern day. It seems like an interesting show. I'll probably watch more of it, but I just wanted to briefly see like how it connects. What I think the coolest thing about that show is that Kurt Russell and his son play the same character in different time periods. And that's really neat.
I'd also would like to say, happy 50th anniversary to Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, by the way. That's today.
Wow.
Well, I just noticed because it was trending.
Wow. Well,
so,
how about that?
Happy 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Mechagodzilla, cool. Remember I mentioned that one of the most stressful scenes was like them fighting in the water? Another really stressful scene in this movie is when, like, it does the drill tail thing to, like, King Kong. Like, it's what's going to go into his, like, his throat or his eye or something. Like, its tail starts spinning up, and it reminded me of, like the eye needle scene from Dead Space 2.
Yes.
I was like,
yeah, he does some awesome shit.
This Mechagodzilla is super cool. I do want to say that I think they...
Godzilla, go ahead.
I do kind of feel like they shot themselves in the foot with the trailer for this movie, because it was like, oh, Godzilla versus Kong, but they literally show like a schematic of Mechagodzilla in the trailer. And it's like,
yeah,
why
I remember
would you
that.
Show that? Like immediately everyone's like, oh, it's going to be Mechagodzilla. Okay. Like, because like everyone knows they're going to end up teaming up. Like if in a movie like this, that is what happens. Is that they team up, right? That's just what happens in movies like this, because they're not going to kill off like one or the other because they're both big deals. So why would you show what the actual threat is going to be?
I think they also had a toy leak of Mechagodzilla.
There was a toy leak, yes. But a toy leak is one thing, because not everyone is really going to see that, honestly, except for the diehard fans.
True.
Actually, just straight up showing it in your trailer, where even I was like, that's Mechagodzilla. And even then, that was on, because when a new trailer comes out, I watch it twice. Like, I'll watch it once just for, I was like, all right, now I'm going to watch again and really absorb it.
Okay.
And even on, it was on the second watch of the original trailer that I saw the Mechagodzilla, like, panel. But in the first one, in my first watch, I already got it because they mentioned a battery. And I'm like, oh, it's Mechagodzilla. And I'm not really a diehard, like, Godzilla fan, but even I was like, oh, it's going to be Mechagodzilla then. Okay.
Huh. Well, I'm liking, I'm going into this new one fairly blind. I saw the first ever.
I'm wondering who the real villain is.
Yeah.
Because they show the Scar King, but then they show some white eyes in a cave, and I don't know who that is.
Isn't it some big snake thing?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it.
Oh.
That's why I'm so excited, because I don't really know what the villain's going to be in this one. I'm pretty excited for that. It's probably not Destroya, though.
Probably not.
Probably not Destroya, and it's definitely not Biollante. If they had any balls, they'd do Biollante next.
All right, I'll bite. Who's Biollante?
Okay, so Biollante is a monster. I put it in the chat. You want to take a look? Is a classic Godzilla monster that is a combination of DNA of like Godzilla, a rose, and humans. I think.
Oh my god!
There might be something else in there, but it's one of the freakiest looking monsters in all of Godzilla, and I love it for that.
Why did you have this GIF available so fast?
I literally just looked up Biollante in the GIF search bar.
Holy crap! He's scary.
I want to find exactly what Biollante was Godzilla's first opponent in the Heisei series of films, first major monster of the franchise to be plant-based rather than animal-based or mechanical. It was born out of Dr. Genichiro Shiragami's splicing of Godzilla cells into a rose that he had already spliced his dead daughter's cells into.
Oh my god!
Causing it to mutate at an accelerated pace and become a giant flower monster with the consciousness of Shiragami's daughter still inside. Biollante initially took form of the colossal rose rooted in Lake Ashi, where she was confronted by Godzilla and defeated. However, Biollante later returned in her larger and more deadlier plant beast form and attacked Godzilla at Wakasa Bay in an intense battle where both monsters were badly injured and forced to retreat. After a second battle with Godzilla, Biollante dispersed into the atmosphere, and in Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla, it's hypothesized that some of her cells escaped the atmosphere and eventually led to the birth of Space Godzilla. She's only been featured in one film to date, but she's incredibly popular. This is all from the Wikizilla, by the way.
That is some horror shit.
No, yeah, Biollante is, like, terrifying.
That's horrible.
Literally only in one movie, but is like when people talk about their favorite kaiju, Biollante comes up a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, and I would love to see Biollante again. I think Biollante, there's a lot of kind of stuff they could do with this. Biollante comes up a lot. When people talk about their favorite monsters, Megalon also comes up a lot. Megalon's kind of silly. I like Megalon.
That would be really cool if they were like, this is the second time she's ever been featured.
Yeah. And honestly, I'll say, I didn't know she was only in the one film. I knew about Biollante for years because Biollante is just so popular. I had no idea she was only in one movie. And I think that says a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, Biollante is popular. Megalon is pretty popular.
Yeah, Megalon, I like. He's got the drill hands.
Yeah, the Gurren Lagann hands.
The dropkick. That fucking dropkick.
Yeah, Megalon and... I mentioned Space Godzilla. Space Godzilla, I know a lot of people don't like the Space Godzilla movie. And I understand that. I've heard it's not very good. But everyone seems to love Space Godzilla's design, which I also love.
He has, like, crystals
coming out of him. He's really cool. They're like space crystals. It's awesome.
Jeez. You just sent me a gif of him tearing down a house.
That wasn't me. That was Alan.
Oh, my God!
Why is Alan? That was Alan in the chat.
Oh my god.
But yeah, Biollante is super cool, and I want to see them do something with Biollante in the future, as I'm sure many, many people do. It's like a thorough, like, I'm not really scared of any of, like, the Godzilla monsters, but Biollante is, like, legitimately, like, creepy as hell.
Yeah, that, that
it's like, it really is thoroughly disturbing. God, the way it moves, even, like, anyways, yeah, Biollante, do that next.
Yeah. Yeah, put her in there, you cowards. You fucking cowards.
Put me in, coach.
Let's see. I have a lot of fucking notes, but some of them are just stupid and dumb. It's like, what was the snake thing that he killed? What about the fucking thing? Why did the kid have to say Mechagodzilla? Like, it's just, I'm nitpicking here, but honestly, it's pretty good. I wrote down this note, and I think this is a very good summary of what we're doing. It's really cool to be watching these movies again. I obviously didn't pay enough attention the first time around and had too many questions that seemed ignorant, but now I've gotten to see how the movies have always been connected and carried over certain characters. And even though the themes and genres of each movie have felt a little disjointed, it's cool to see it all come together. And I think that's the perfect summary for this shit.
Yeah, I posted a Godzilla meme in the chat. You should look at it. yeah. Anyways.
What the fuck?
And now, my maker. It's not only Godzilla's equal. Superior. The apex titan of my own hand. It's time to show the world what you can do.
Oh my god.
Yes, I agree with whatever you said.
Thanks. Tywin Lannister is not in this movie. The eco-terrorists are the last one. God, why did Millie Bobby Brown's dad come back? you're just sending memes.
Well, no, this one is just something I saw. I was waiting for you to finish, where some point out that the new Alien Romulus poster mimics that of Godzilla, Shin Godzilla, which, by the way, that is the best poster ever, that just says, God help us, with the lower jaw of Godzilla. Is literally my favorite movie poster of all time. But that they're mimicking it, you know, on that's the topic scary. Of Godzilla.
I'm excited for that Alien movie.
Apparently, was it James Cameron and someone else saw it and were like, wait, this is actually good. Like, I think it was, something like that.
It looks like it's going to go back to its roots of actual horror stuff.
I only know Alien and Aliens, and from what I know, that's all I really need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, I also know, Alien Isolation. I know that, which is very good. But I think it was the original was a Ridley Scott, and I think James Cameron were the two that were like, yeah, this is actually good.
Yeah, Ridley Scott's producing it, so I would hope.
And it probably wasn't Ridley Scott then. Probably someone else. I can't remember. Poster looks cool. Yeah, he made the Blue People.
And The Abyss, which you love.
You mean the best movie ever? Yeah. the 4-hour director's cut that I've seen like 15 times.
God.
Watch it for free on Xfinity On Demand. Yeah. Real shit.
What about 1-2-3 movies?
1-2-3 movies. I did not have to watch this on F2 movies or 1-2-3 movies for that. This one was just on HBO Max. I'm not calling it Max. Screw you.
Oh.
I'll be cold dead in the ground, or I call it. I'll be cold dead in the ground when I call it X. And I'll be cold dead in the ground when I call it Max. Shut up.
I don't hate Max. I've come around to it.
Cringe. But I didn't have to like look all over the place. And I mentioned to you, I was really pissed off like 2-3 weeks ago. Like Kong Skull Island and Godzilla 2014 both like came to Netflix. Yes. And I was like, are you fucking serious? Really? Now?
That happened right before I put up the first episode, so I made a note of it. I was like, you could actually get it now, but much to DJ's dismay, you could not get them at the time. Man,
two movies did not provide adequate viewing experience. but yeah, Godzilla vs. Kong, awesome. I'm so excited for Godzilla X Kong. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, are we kind of wrapping it?
I think so.
I'm like, is this like a shorter one just because we really liked it? I mean, I'm looking at that notes, but like, I like this one. I love how Godzilla hates Kong so much he burned into the Earth's core to yell at him when Mechagodzilla is a block away.
Yeah, it was awesome. He's like, did that motherfucker just pick up an axe? No. You didn't. That's it. I'm digging a hole. Awesome.
Godzilla crawling along the ground and then scratching up Kong was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Godzilla pulled out those bitch nails. It was awesome, dude.
Godzilla just wanted him to submit and realize he's the king of the monsters. Kong lost like a pussy.
like only a Kong could.
And then the last thing I noticed was every one of these movies has this, or maybe not, well, yeah, most of them have, like, the fight happens, and then it's just like, oh, everyone's reunited, and then Godzilla walks into the sea.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love watching Godzilla walk into the sea.
Like, maybe this
Look, man, Godzilla is a very... It is a very, like, I love to see him come, but I love to watch him go kind of deal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's cool when Godzilla walks into the ocean. It's also cool when Godzilla walks out of the ocean.
I have this note.
It's
too.
Like that video of where it's like, give me the people, free my soul. And there's the guy, like walks into a lake and just disappears into it.
Yes, I do know it.
like that. That's what it's like, and I love that video.
Yeah, I wrote Mechagodzilla is awesome, but seeing that man come when he used the beam was odd.
Well, okay, look, man, I really like the beam. Like, why you gotta put me in your notes?
Also, I don't know if this was, like, accurate, but this was from my old notes. Runtime of fights, 0.5 of 2 hours. Was it really only a half hour of fights total in this movie? It doesn't seem accurate.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Huh.
I would say so. I would say that probably definitely tracks.
We saw Godzilla way earlier than we have in other movies.
And I was going to say, I would also say, I'd like to bet that's still more than in the others.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And my last thing I'll say is, where's my dad's notes?
Where's my dad?
So my dad, back in 2021, said such things as, quote, he's disrespectful. He doesn't give a shit about people. He throws a shit fit and messes things up. You always know where you stand with Kong.
Seems like we know pretty well where we stand with Godzilla as well.
Yeah, this is pretty much the same.
Yeah, like, I'd say it's exactly the same. Like, yeah, I know exactly where I stand with the both of them. Like, yeah, Kong's gonna try not to kill me. Godzilla doesn't particularly care, but, like, stay out of his way. I think it's pretty clear where you stand with both of them.
Yeah.
I'd rather stand with either of them than any other Titan.
True. Well, Methuselah.
Oh, I love Mothra. I just thought about Mothra.
He's just sobbing.
I'm gonna cry, bro. I'm gonna fucking cry. Honestly, bad movie, no Mothra.
Yeah, I'll just cut it there. I mean, not really, but like, I'm good. I'm good to just say, you know what? And honestly, the good thing is I did come away from this movie liking it more than this note I had written back in 2021. Quote, this is some dumb sci-fi shit. Fuck this MonsterVerse. This ain't worth it.
You know what? If you told me back then, I'd have told you, yeah, that's the point.
But you know what? Seeing it again, I love it. I love it so much. And yeah, I'm really fucking excited to see the next one. Do you have our tickets yet?
No, not yet. We usually end up getting them like a week in advance or so.
Okay.
I mean, they just went on sale. I'm not super concerned.
Well, for you listening at home, you're going to be hearing this next Monday.
And you're next.
You're next.
Godzilla's getting your ass next.
God help us.
God help us all.
So we're going to be, and hopefully this will be up on Monday, but we're at PAX, so I mean, I may not get PAX to East it. Time. PAX East time.
It's going to be a fun one.
I hope so. I hope.
They got like Final Fantasy 16 content there, and New Blood is back, so we got some good
booth. And Nintendo's there.
And yeah, anyways.
But then it may be a little bit before we get out the next one, because the following week the movie comes out. No, the following Wednesday is our plan to see the movie.
Yeah, it comes out the 29th, which is next Friday. Our plan is to see it April 3rd, which is the Wednesday after.
Right. So you'll probably have like 2 weeks in between. And I mean, we won't be taking notes, obviously, while we see the movie, but we can like do the podcast.
Yeah, I'll have like a notebook and pen. I'll have one of those like lights that clips onto the front of my notebook.
A Game Boy light.
Yeah, exactly. Like that.
We should go into the theater with like a little night light. Oh my god.
I would kick someone's ass if they did that.
Well, I was gonna say the next night we would do it, but you're gonna hate the reason why I can't do it the next night. I'm gonna be at an AJR.
Father was a fireman who fought fire so violent. Shut up!
I'm cutting all of this out.
That on paper and was like, yeah.
So then, maybe the next night.
These are going to break every member of AJR like a twig.
Maybe the next night
we will record them with my bare fucking hands.
Thank you so much for listening.
They're nothing. They're nothing. They're no talent.
Thank you so much for listening to Beyond the Monsterverse Across the Spider.
Thank you so much for listening to Give Orange Me, Give Eat Orange Me, Eat Orange, Give Me, Eat Orange, Give Me You.
I will see you in the next one. Oh, Christ.
The habitat's not going to hold much longer.
We need to start thinking about off-site solutions.
The island is the one thing that's kept him isolated. If he leaves, Godzilla will come for him. There can't be two Alpha Titans. Like, the whole theory of an ancient rivalry stems from Iwi mythology.
He's gotten too big over time. This environment won't sustain much longer. It's too unstable.
Off-site would be a death sentence.
You don't think the king could take care of himself?
There has to be another way.